crossing over to Irvine, California, John Bipaul, Sheldon Foote, Professor of California State University. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, tell me, what do you make of this with Argentina now trying to take the lead and basically condemning Mohammed bin Salman and trying to get him charged? Is this progress if we look into the whole global scope of things and the way Western countries particularly have been treating Saudi Arabia?
Yes, he's stopping over today in Tunisia along the way where the demonstrations against him already started in a Muslim country, which is another wonderful sign. Saudi Arabia should not even be a member of the G20. Iran should be. People have the idea that the G20 is the 20 biggest economies in the world. Iran has never been permitted to be a member of this little club. One, he shouldn't be going at all. Two, yes, he should be under threat of arrest wherever he goes. And three, the Muslim countries should be speaking out against him and taking action against him and demonstrating wherever he goes.
In general, do you think that we are seeing a turn in the way the world is viewing Saudi Arabia?
Absolutely. They have gotten away, thanks to their spreading around huge sums of money to politicians in the West for a long time. Remember September 11? Who got blamed for that? Mm-hmm. That was almost entirely Saudis who came and attacked the United States, and yet we covered up for them. And everything they've done since then, in Syria, the support of the Iranian communist MEK terrorists and other terrorist groups throughout the region, these are evil leaders in Saudi Arabia, and they should be roundly criticized by Muslims everywhere and by people in the West who understand that it's time to end all this corruption and buyout of our politicians.
And at the end of the day, Paul, do you think that Mohammed bin Salman is going to be made to pay for the crimes of the Saudi regime, or how do you assess that side of things?
The only payment might come out for him is if the royal family decides that he's too hot to handle and that someone else needs to be named to take over. Other than that, I can't imagine any punishment of him. Well, he can behead Shiites and others in Saudi Arabia all day long. I don't think that anyone's going to be beheading him anytime soon in Saudi Arabia.
Thanks so much for being with us out of Irvine. Paul Sheldon Foote, Professor, California State University.